Babe, we can hear you, bro.
I was gonna start saying stuff, and then I heard it go, and I stopped, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna
wait. We can hear you loud.
I gotta violate my
ready? Phone. So you have to be quiet. We're starting to record right now. And action.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Flower Power 3.
Hello, hello.
Woo! I feel like it's been so long, guys.
It has been.
Yeah. We took a good break, but I think it was good.
Like, it was a much needed break. Yes.
So when this episode is out, it's going to be right before Thanksgiving.
Yes. My favorite holiday. Yeah. No, I say that about every holiday, but actually my favorite holiday is Halloween, but Thanksgiving is a second.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Christmas.
Thanksgiving too. And Halloween are my top three. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think that's everyone's.
Yeah, probably. But anyways, because of that, we decided that today we're going to be going into a little more of a Thanksgiving topic, Thanksgiving theme. So there's no exact topic, but we're going to be covering three things today. And that's going to be our favorite Thanksgiving food. We're going to be talking about some fun Thanksgiving clapbacks. And last but not least, just something or someone that we're grateful for. So, yeah, we're just going to dive right in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's start with Serena. We're going to start off with, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
My favorite Thanksgiving food. Honestly, you can eat anything, really, for Thanksgiving. I mean, like, you could eat anything for Thanksgiving. Like, you can literally, like, you know, egg rolls are, like, an everyday. It could be, like, you know, like, a daily thing. It's not just, like, on Thanksgiving, we're going to eat egg rolls. I mean, turkey, of course, but so if I'm thinking like core Thanksgiving stuff, I'm a potato girl. So like mashed potatoes be hitting y'all like, but honestly, like it's such a simple thing, but you still find yourself putting it on your plate.
So like, I have a question. Yeah. So like, you know how like potatoes, like sometimes people make mashed potatoes out of that box?
Yeah.
Does it still hit the same for you?
I haven't really had that in a while, but it was
that's mom's favorite.
I think it's so weird how it turns into mashed potatoes,
like a powdery.
Yeah,
like it's just like grits.
Well, if you think if
like it absorbs the water or what?
No, if you freeze a potato and then you like grind it up, that's kind of like what it is, but just like freeze dried. I don't know.
It's kind of like baby food. Like, you know that rice baby food?
Loki, that hits.
Yeah.
That
shit hits, too. But
I'm repeating, trying to lie here, trying to...
One for you, one for mom.
Two for me. So, yeah, I'm a potato girl. So, you know, your basic mashed potatoes. But I also, my favorite texture is crunch.
Like, you like to feel the pieces of it?
Yeah, I love crunchy food. I like, I just hear crunchy food. So, hold on. Let me finish my thought. And then one thing that Carol, our sister Carol, made one day was like the cornflake potatoes.
Oh, yes, dude, that's one of my favorite things.
Oh,
so I think about that shit like so much.
I try making it like, I think
it doesn't hit the way Carol makes it.
No, it really doesn't. Yeah,
so, Carol, if you hear this, this is your cue to be here before Thanksgiving.
It's just so good.
She's one day not. After.
She's probably not. Oh yeah,
I forgot what it's called, but honestly,
it's like
cheesy potatoes.
Yeah,
cheesy potatoes.
Oh yeah,
It's so good. It's like that should give me heavy breathing.
Got you wheezing over here.
But it's good.
But so, yeah, that's are you a blonde gravy?
Blonde gravy so, or like dark gravy?
Yeah,
I think more of a blonde.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like it just tastes a little.
I think I like blonde more too.
Yeah, I like dark gravy.
I feel like dark gravy tastes too salty.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's because like
potatoes are already salty.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you season the potatoes, but if you don't really season the potatoes, they are so like watered down or like plain. I like it with the gravy.
Like plain mashed with.
Yeah.
Okay. That's me.
Pazoo?
So my favorite Thanksgiving food is the turkey.
Yes.
It's so good. Like, especially like the way me and mom make it, like that shit is not dry. Like, oh yeah, if it was dry,
there's like turkey, a separate bowl of just like
liquid. Liquid if there was dry it. Turkey, like I would not, like I wouldn't like it. But because the way me and mom makes it, like it's not dry, so it's just so good. One thing that I do say is I wish I wasn't the one making it, but I have to be the one to make it.
Yeah, I mean, mom usually makes like 2 turkeys every year, so it's nice that you're doing one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much sums it up for me too, because my favorite is also the turkey.
Is it because of mine, the way I make it, like me and mom make it.
Yeah, like even before like you started. Is that the cola? I was gonna just say even before you started learning.
Hey,
like,
I was just let you know, but my turkey last year was the one that was gone first. Even though I follow mom's recipe, I think I like just do something a little bit. Like I put more stuffing and I put more like seasoning.
Oh yeah, one thing I wanted to say was
what? Dude, this light right now is not working for you.
Why?
Because the shadows is showing your lashes under your eyes.
And it looks funny. Is that why you're laughing? Oh my god.
Hopefully it looks better on the light.
The light.
Oh yeah.
Dude, Serena needs to stop talking shit because I complimented her today. The fuck?
It's not a what's that word? A diss. Funny. Doesn't it look funny?
I'm not even gonna say anything.
Yours look like that, yeah, too. Like,
I didn't think of anything of it when I saw
yours
it.
Yours much longer, though.
Yeah.
You see it?
Oh, I'm out. First of all, today is not a day to mess with me, okay? I'm like super sensitive and emotional.
No, you!
It's the next topic.
Yeah, and
but I wanted to say, like, speaking of stuffing, I've never had like the traditional American stuffing,
like croutons.
Like
the croutons,
like the bread and stuffing, yeah. Or like that.
Is it croutons?
Yeah, it's like smaller croutons.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
I've never had it.
So it's just dry. So when we say stuffing, we're saying like cilantro or an onion, like
bean noodle threads.
No, I don't even like the noodle thread one.
Think about like onions.
No, I put jalapeno, cilantro, green onion, lime, mint, like all basil. Of that stuff. Just think about how like you would stuff a fish.
Yeah, so good.
Sounds good.
Minus the peppers. Mm. But then even then, like the jalapenos have that spice to it. Chef's kiss.
Yeah. So if you guys are looking for a recipe, my mom has one on her YouTube channel.
I also have it on TikTok. Yeah. What's it called?
Valerie and Jong.
Home world.
Full recipe.
We'll comment their link.
Yes. I also have it on my TikTok, so we'll comment my TikTok like on there too, because my TikTok video is faster than mom's.
Oh yeah, mom's video is at least 20 minutes.
So. Oof. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So y'all like the in-depth ones.
Yes. Mom's. Yes.
Anyways, we're gonna move on to the next Thanksgiving theme topic. It's gonna be fun Thanksgiving clap bags. They're so out of pocket. But
dude, every time I laugh, it makes my hair hurt even more than it already does. So I'm trying not to laugh.
Oh yeah, Pazoo's a little sick over here.
When am I not?
Yeah, good point.
But today's just one of those days.
So it's are we like saying worse. Like all three of ours? Because we came up.
No,
with
we're
three.
Not doing three. Ones.
Let's do one.
Oh, okay, like, but then one it is. Oh, that's so hard because I found some very funny ones.
You gotta lower it because I can't lower mine. I'm just kidding. I have a few too. I just had to choose some, okay? It's hard.
Some of mine are pretty basic, but.
I mean, if we just go through them super quick, I think a lot of these are
Yeah, we can go through them super quick. Just say three for later.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I can go first. So my first one is. This is aunt, okay? She's saying, I heard your grades are struggling. Shaking my head, me, like that button holding your jeans together.
Uh-huh.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty funny. But yours' reaction was kind of whack.
Us?
Yeah.
Well, because we saw it.
Oh, you guys saw it?
We were going through it.
We saw it. Yeah. Should I just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next one that I have was aunt saying, I wasn't drinking when I was 16. Me, you can't drink when you're pregnant.
Yeah, I have that one too.
I have that one too.
Let me take that one.
Oh, Gosh, that was that funny.
These ones are funny.
Damn.
And then the last one I have is aunt saying, I see you're on your third plate. Me saying, I see you're on your third divorce.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one third
husband. That was the aunt.
I saw one that said third husband. But their divorce is bad. Divorce?
Yeah. Wow. But yeah. And then I have more, but that'll be saved for our fun event later.
Nice, nice, nice. All right. I really can't choose, but I'll just choose the first three I have, I guess. All right. Mine is from a cousin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cousin asks, how many rolls are you going to take? And then I'm going to say about the amount your mom has under her chin.
Oh, that is messed up.
That's so rude. Ouch.
So rude.
All right. And then my next one is uncle, okay? The uncle saying, stop cursing before I tell your mom. What I'm going to say back is, pay that child support before I tell a judge.
Ooh.
It hurts. It hurts here. All right. I'll do this one for my last one. All right. Ready? This is from an aunt too. Okay. The auntie is saying, another plate? ? You eating a lot. What I'm going to say back is, so are the roaches on your walls, but I ain't complaining.
Oh. Messed up.
Everything. Throw everything away, please.
Throw the whole house away. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Ooh. Those are mine. Easy.
I don't have as much as you guys, but let me just see what I have. Okay. This one is aunt. Aunt says, I always know you were a little fruity, and I would say, did you know your husband is too? That's messed up.
That's so messed up.
This one. I see that your attitude didn't go away. And I would say, I see that your husband did. That's messed up. I hate it so much. Okay, this one. This one, like, I feel like it's almost where, like, you don't have anything to say in response to it, so you kind of say something else.
Yeah.
This one goes, aunt says, why you got so much makeup on? And I would say, why nobody eating your potato salad?
Yeah, I have one that too.
I did say that one too.
I said that one too, but mine has Kim Kardashian's face on it. And you
wait,
can
mine has Kim Kardashian's face too?
Yeah, I can just, can you just picture them, like, I can picture literally Kim saying it back, like, why is nobody eating your potato salad? You guys know her voice?
Yeah.
Courtney, how come nobody's eating your potato salad?
You have to say no emotion.
Yeah. Courtney, why? I don't know how to say it. I don't really watch
why the Kardashians. Why is no one eating your potato salad?
Yeah, like that.
She's so ugly.
Yeah, Courtney be like, why? What does Courtney sound like?
Why is no one eating your potato? Like, yeah. What's Spring said?
Oh, so it's not Kim.
Then. No, I feel like it would be, Kylie? I feel like someone who would diss somebody for having too much makeup on would be Courtney.
Yeah, so this was
Courtney. No, not Courtney. Chloe. It would be Chloe.
So what does Chloe sound like? How would she say, why you got so much makeup on? Like that? She would say it like that?
Chloe, I feel like she's more, like, nonchalant where she doesn't talk like Kim and Courtney. So she'll just say it, like, regular. Like, Kim, why do you have so much, why do you have all that, so much makeup on or something? Yeah, she was just saying, okay, like,
and then Kim and
like
Kylie will respond by saying, mimic them.
Oh, the same thing?
Yes. Wait, role play again.
Yeah, you do.
Can you do it?
You do Chloe. I don't know how to do it. I don't watch Kim Kardashian.
I don't either. Can we do?
No, we don't. Oh, okay. I'm we Chloe, just okay? Them. Kim, why you have so much makeup on?
Why is no one eating your potato salad?
Yes.
Ew, the whole, like, moving your body.
Yes.
How being mean to me? You already made fun of my last name.
All right.
You always make fun of mine every day.
Yeah, only I can do that. Those are so funny. These are pretty funny. I'm looking at more and I'm like,
stop. We need to move on.
Yes. Okay, so after this, wait, after this.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go into more of a little like ease now, since we've done a lot of laughing and yelling at each other. We're gonna talk about something or someone that we're thankful for this thankful month
season.
Yes.
Ooh, this is hard.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, are we thing? Choosing?
Just choose the first thing to come to your head.
Mm-hmm, I already got mine.
Okay, go.
Okay. No, I know it. Okay. So honestly, thinking about just like this year, right? Like from January to now.
Okay.
I think the most grateful thing / person that I'm thankful for. I don't know why I said grateful, something thankful. The thing or person that I'm grateful for the most this year is spring.
Oh, I'm about to cry right now.
I know. Yeah, because she does like everything for me, and
yeah, I called you out on it too.
Not in a bad way, just in like, yeah, she does do a lot for you, so I'm glad
that I recognize it, so you don't have to call me out on it when I recognize it.
I'm just saying,
you can call me out if I don't recognize it.
I'm just saying, I called it out back then.
Can you let me have my moment?
So I'm just realizing it.
I don't understand. Okay, I don't understand, because I've been realizing it since what, day one?
Okay, good.
Exactly. So what's your point?
So I'm just bringing up the last time that I brought it up. Yeah,
that makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm just bringing it up last time that yes, she does do a lot for you, and so I'm glad that you're thankful for her is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to hear more.
Okay, tell her more.
I mean, Serena said it all.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, like how she brought it up last time.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing.
So yeah, because spring just does a lot for me. Not only does she do a lot for me, but she does a lot for my kids. And although
my babies.
Although I say like thank you to spring all the time, and I like try to do as much as I can for her, she does a lot more for me than I do for her. So, yeah.
Let's just go to spring, because I'm still thinking about mine.
I have a lot of people and a lot of things that I'm grateful for. That I'm always grateful for. But I am very thankful for my brother, Jaden. Mm-hmm. Because this year, or at least within the past year, there's been a lot of reflecting with him and a lot of, like, kind of getting to... The thing is, like, I live with him and he's my brother. So it's not that I don't know him, but I did a lot of getting to know him this year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of him opening up to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful to have him in my life, because I feel like not just for him, but I feel like a lot of people don't really tell it to him, or he doesn't really know. But I'm very grateful for him, because he's in a rough patch right now, mm-hmm. you know. So being able to be his older sister and be the one to be with him the most, like, out of the three of us here, mm-hmm. I think it's just really nice. Like, it's a good opportunity for me and him to build a relationship, and I'm grateful that he loves me, you know, because mm-hmm. he was like, if anything happened to Spring, then he would be very worried, you know. Like, I don't know if it was from him directly, but Susan said that when he missed someone, he missed me the most when he was, you know, in the hospital.
Yeah.
And so that made me feel like, kind of like open my eyes a little bit, like, wow, he cares about me so much. And I didn't really know that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew he cared about me, but I didn't know that he thought about me a lot, you know?
To that extent.
Yeah. And so I'm grateful to have him as a younger brother, and just to have him in my life in general.
Yeah. Okay. Mine, the one that I want to share just right here, right now, that's coming to my head, is not a person, but a thing. So I guess it's, I want to say my job.
Which
not like, I guess not any kind of job. Just not even my job, like specifically, just being able to have a job. I'm grateful to even have a job. Yeah. And to have that income to really get to do really whatever I want to do. like, even if it's just, you know, your personal necessities, like to eat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, because
I guess my job. I guess you could say, like, I'm thankful for food and I'm thankful for having a house. But at the end of the day, it's like you have those things because you have money, because you have an income.
Right. So,
yeah.
I'm grateful that I continue to have a job. And because of that, I can do literally whatever I want. That's in that capacity.
Yeah.
In my income capacity.
So that's like the number one thing.
Yeah, that makes sense though.
You're grateful for?
At least for this year. Like, I didn't choose.
Like, I mean, you know. We'll go with number one thing.
Oh, I don't know. I said number one thing.
Oh, I just went with something. I think Spring
did too. Yeah.
Oh, I know. That was just, but.
Well, like I said before, like, I'm thankful. You're
ruining your hair, sis.
I am.
Like I said, like. It's not that cute anymore. Thankful for, like, a lot of things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know? So it's really hard to just come down to one.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Time. Like, yeah, that's if you were to just say something, that's probably.
Right.
Yeah.
But even if you guys asked me to choose my main one, I would still probably wouldn't know right now. But
yeah.
Okay.
Well, that wraps up our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Keep it short. Keep it light.
Yes. We know you guys are probably going to be with family. And if you guys are traveling for Thanksgiving, please be safe. And
let us know what you are grateful for.
Yes. Let us know in the comments. Or if you guys know us, reach out to us. And we are grateful for all of you guys for listening and staying with us. If you are new here, we're thankful for you guys for joining in. If you guys have been with us since the beginning, we're thankful for that. And yeah, I'm thankful for my FP3 sisters as usual.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hey everyone, Spring from EP3 here. We just want to thank everyone for listening to our podcast. Be sure to share it with us on our social media, including Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. That's it for now, and we'll see you guys all next week. Bye!